she name him my Lord? What did she name him my Lord? What did she name him? What did she name him? What did she name him my Lord? She named him King Jesus my Lord. She named him King Jesus my Lord. She named him King Jesus. She named him King Jesus. She named him King Jesus my Lord. Was he born my Lord? Where was he born my Lord? Where was he born? Where was he born? Where was he born, my Lord? Born in a manger, my Lord. Born in a manger, my Lord. Born in a manger, born in a manger, born in a manger, my Lord.
You may be seated. But those of you who are dressed up, we are beginning our on-the-spot pageant. So get ready to listen for when your part is called. And if you're unsure, you can look to either Linda or Kelly for a little bit of assistance.
One you may know very well. It has angels, shepherds, magi, and stars shining bright on this holiest of holiest Christmas Eve night. It's about hoping that good dreams we've long had will come true. It's a love story from heaven, a love story written for you. And with much anticipating, we've been a long time waiting for this day so elating to finally be here. So without further ado, come, let me take you to the manger where all the hopes and dreams of the world will come true.
Look, here comes Blessed Mary and her faithful husband, Joseph. They've been traveling a long way from their little town of Nazareth. The days have been tough, the road has been hard, but finally, up ahead, Bethlehem sits not too far.
God told Mary she was going to have a little baby, a sweet and perfect baby boy. And it's almost time for him to come and give the world great joy. And after such a long trip, she is most ready to rest. But all the rooms in the inns of this tiny town are taken. But one innkeeper does his best. He had no room in his inn. They were already packed to the brim. Like them, many have traveled so very far for the census that Caesar demanded so he could boast and raise taxes. But what he had, he gave. He was sorry it wasn't much. It was his stable where the animals sleep. Tonight, maybe they can help keep them warm and such.
So they went to the stable, and there Mary and Joseph were able to thank God for providing them some place and some peace. It's going to be a good story for the ages, at least, because there amongst oxen and donkeys and rams, amongst strange noises and stranger smells, was born the great I Am. God's holy perfect lamb, a baby boy, heaven's joy, the savior of all man.
Jesus, God's only son, the perfect gift for a weary world. Jesus, God intended him for the manger and then so much more.
Jesus, like a light in the darkness, he came to make hopes real. Jesus, he would be for all people, and we'll start with some shepherds in the field.
Come, all you shepherds, come now. Now's the time to tend our flocks through the cold, cold, dark night. Come, all you shepherds
and animals, we need you in the fields here. The sheeps are bleeding for their shepherd to come near. Come, shepherds, come. We work hard to protect our sheep, and when the night comes, we are still working even as we sleep on the cold, cold ground. There are wild animals all around. So we have to keep watch to make sure our sheep do not wander or get taken away. That's how we devote our lives each day. We are shepherds, although we are very, very, very poor. We must be worth so much more than the dirt we sleep in on the floor. Because, well, wait and see.
Heaven is preparing a chorus to sing of the birth of a baby, Jesus, the King. So come, angels! Come, angels, from every corner of heaven, come! Come, angels, the Lord has summoned his heavenly hosts to announce this holy little one. Come, angels, we must tell the world of the gift God has given to all mankind. Come now, angels, come and rend yourselves to sing praises to God the Most High. Hark, ye herald angels, the heart of heaven has taken on humanity. God's love for all the eye can see, born this day in just a tiny baby. But his love is huge, and we must say it loud. God himself to this earth has come down. We are the first in time to tell this timeless story of God taking off his glory and walking into his own story. Ready? Ready? Watch and you will see. Nothing will ever be the same after the declaration we are making. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy. In Bethlehem, a baby is born, and he's so much more than just a little boy. He is for all people. He has been born for you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Come and see him, all of you.
God wants to see us shepherds? He wants us to see the birth of his son? But who are we that God would want to greet the Holy One? We are poor, nothing great. Could this gift really be for everyone? Are you sure he wants us to come to the manger? Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Should we go to Bethlehem and see this gift of love sent from above that God has given to you and me? Then come to the manger with me.
So these poor shepherds came. God himself invited them to see his gift for all people. They came to the manger on bended knee, and Mary delighted to share Jesus with them. He would grow strong and love all people, even the poorest like him.
And on that first Christmas day, in a land far away, some wise men stood gazing at the sky, for a star shone most bright, that holiest of nights, over Bethlehem. And these magi wondered why.
Could this be? Was it true? I've heard about this. A light sent from heaven? We cannot dismiss this sign and a chance to go see this little baby, born the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Messiah most holy. He is the one who will save all there is to save. Come, we must go, though it be a long way. So come, all ye magi. Come, all who are wise enough to make the long journey and see heaven's eyes in the face of a child who gives love without bias to all nations, to all people. See the star? Like heaven's steeple. So come, Magi, come. We have a long journey ahead. Come, Magi, come. The road will be our bed until we can lay our head and our gifts at the feet of this little king. Come, all who are wise, and we will bring the very best we have to offer. We will empty our coffers, and still, could we ever bring enough treasures to honor such a king?
So these magi from far away, though the journey was so long, packed up their best gifts to bring to Jesus and went on and on, for days upon days and weeks upon weeks, until finally in Bethlehem they found what they went to seek. A sweet little boy, heaven's heart, the world's joy, a tiny little king who would bring peace to all, from the very greatest to the very least.
We bring gold, we bring frankincense, we bring precious myrrh, we bring all that we have to honor this Savior. We lay down our gifts at this tiny treasure's feet. Come, Magi, lay down your gifts here. Do not keep anything from Jesus that you have to give. All who are wise, give your treasures, and when every treasure is given, then give how you live your life every day. Live your life like the treasure you are, a treasure of God's to give away.
Jesus, the name that holds the weight of a world.
Jesus, the hope of every man, woman, boy, and girl.
Like a light in the darkness, God's Son humbly came.
Like a light in great darkness, he carried the name of God to the orphans, the lonely, and lame.
He brought hope to the hopeless, and he can do the same to those who still are walking in darkness, who call upon his name.
The dark is so dark.
The light is so dim.
Thank God for the star that guides us to him.
Darkness, emptiness, loneliness, fear. All who want the light to shine on them, come here to the manger. Come, follow the light that breaks the darkest darkness on this holiest of nights.
So come stars, it's our time to shine. We will not let darkness hide this little light of mine. Come stars to the manger, be the light in dark places. We'll shine bright and share the light across all the faces of those who look to heaven. This love born tonight erases any traces of darker ages. That first Christmas night, a single star showed the way to Jesus, proving one star, one little light, ultimately frees us from the darkness all around us. This little light of mine can shine brightly, leading others to Jesus. So stars, stand and shine brightly on Christmas Day and every day after then. We are a bright city on a hill, not easily hidden. Be the light of Jesus wherever you may go and guide those walking in the dark to come to the manger, to come home.
So now you've heard the story you may have heard before of shepherds,
angels,
magi,
stars,
and Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us.
And I'm pretty sure it will not be the last time you hear this story of God's glory, born in Bethlehem.
The story of God come down, born to be our friend.
He came for the poor.
He came for the rich.
And everyone in between.
He came to bring light to a dark, dark world.
He came for you and for me.
Jesus came for all people that first Christmas day, those who were nearby
or far, far away.
Jesus came to show God's love walking around on the earth.
So on Christmas Day, we joyfully celebrate God's gift, his birth.
So come, shepherds.
Come, angels.
Come, magi.
Come, stars.
Come, however, wherever, whoever you are. With God, you're never a stranger. So come, everyone, come to the manger.
Amen.
Amen.
did you know that your baby boy will someday walk on water? Did you know that your baby boy will save us sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered would soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to the blind? Did you?